You're with SBS Radio.
Together with us is Mr. David Park. He's the manager of media relations and events from the Korean Cultural Center Australia. Hi, Mr. David Park.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, so I heard that you celebrate Korean New Year for 3 days. So what do you usually do on those 3 days?
So the Lunar New Year in Korea is one of the longest public holidays there domestically. So 3 days are essentially based upon the time frame that's really required for families to gather together and enjoy each other's company. Many people that work in the big cities tend to travel back home, some to the countryside because that's where their parents and grandparents live, and they stay there during the long break. Now, the 3 days is very intertwined with one of the traditional rituals that Korean families perform, which is called chare. And there are 3 days, which is the day before the ritual, the day of the ritual, and the day after the ritual, each symbolizing a cycle in that ancient ritual, which helps to appease the ancestors.
Okay, is it more of like praying as well for the soul of that ancestor?
Mostly to pay respect to the ancestors. And very similar to praying, but it is, I guess, done in the form of bowing before a table that is set with foods and incenses. And it's a sign of respect for the previous generations.
Okay, so it's primarily for respect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So what are your traditions in celebrating the Lunar New Year?
So I guess to go deeper, I mentioned about the ritual called chare, and it's one of the traditional rituals that Korean families perform. It's an ancestral ritual to, honor the older generations that have lived before us. So families would prepare an abundance of foods and incenses to be set upon a table. And I guess the members of the living family bow in procession from the oldest to youngest. And this is believed to be a way for the ancestors to continue blessing the family. Apart from this ceremony, there is also, families would also dress up in hanbok, which is the traditional Korean garment. They would also play some traditional Korean folk games. And there would also be a time where family members would just gather around and talk about their recent developments and encourage each other.
Korean New Year is also a family holiday. What are the usual activities families do during the New Year?
So apart from what was mentioned earlier, like chare, families would share in eating traditional food. So they would, I guess, the most important aspect of coming together is to feast together.
Yeah.
You can't forget the food. Yeah,
definitely. Mm-hmm. And what else?
And they would also play some folk games, some traditional Korean games that are very popular during the Korean New Year, which is called Yunnori. So the game is kind of like, it's a very traditional board game, and you move the checkers in progression of the board depending on the dice that we play with. And that's what makes this game really interesting is the dice. We have four wooden sticks that are thrown, and depending on the way they land, the checkers get to move and progress across the board, and it does get very intense, and teams would need to be very strategic in the way they move the checkers, and it's a great game that families play. Another traditional activity is for the youngsters. It's very good for the youngsters because what they need to do is perform a formal bow before their elders.
Yeah.
So I guess parents would be showing their respect to the grandparents, and they would receive New Year's pocket money from the elders. So the younger you are, the more pocket money you would receive from your elders.
That's good.
Definitely. Families would dress up in hanbok, which is the traditional Korean garment. And of course, for families who move up to the countryside, which is a lot of families, actually, because most of the cities, I guess, are reserved for people who are professionally working and are in offices throughout the main cities. So this is a time for people to move back into the countryside where the parents and the grandparents reside and where they usually grew up. And a lot of these families have farms. So these family members who would come down would help with some of the housework and help with the duties that are required around the farm for 3 days.
Okay, so there's really that emphasis on, you know, being with the family.
Yes, that is a huge aspect. And for people who aren't able to go down to meet families during this time, it's still a very interesting time to share with loved ones. I, for example, wasn't unable to travel to Korea to participate in the Solar festivities. And but what I did was I gathered with several loved ones who were in Australia, and we shared food on the day and had a great feast together. And it was a full day of just sharing each other's lives and enjoying each other's company.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, because like you mentioned a while ago that feast is, you know, very important. So what are the traditional foods during New Year that you usually prepare?
One of the most popular foods would have to be jeon, which is like a savory pancake. So there are several types, and it's essentially made from different ingredients. But it would usually be ingredients that are battered in flour and egg. And the grilling process is what really differentiates a good jeon from a bad one. There are several types of jeon in Korean restaurants around Sydney. Mostly there are kimchi pancakes, seafood pancakes. And pancake, I guess, is the most closest translation that we can give to jeon.
Well, I heard, Mr. Davey, that you were talking as well a while ago about, you know, the rice cake. Is that it?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So another popular food is tteokguk, which is soup with sliced rice cakes. So the literal translation for that would be rice cake soup. And it's usually served with rice cakes being cooked in beef broth. And usually it's also served with dumplings. Some people usually serve it with egg, or, you know, they spice up the soup with onions. But honestly, it does come down to personal preference. And there is a saying that if you finish eating your rice cake soup on the New Year's Day, you gain 1 year older. So I try to refrain from eating my
rice cake soup
this year because I didn't want to gain.
It's going to make you 1 year older.
Yeah, but it was just too hard to resist because we were spending time with a very close acquaintance of ours, and she went to the effort of making a fantastic rice cake soup. It was done with for about 10 hours, I think.
She 10 hours
cooked the broth with beef bones and meat, and it was just so flavorsome and delicious. You should definitely try it sometime.
There's a lot of Filipinos who really love Korean dishes. So I think they did try it already. But yeah, I haven't tried it myself. I guess I have to try that.
Yes.
But I'm going to be 1 year older.
Try it. Just be careful not to have too many.
All right. So, Mr. David, what is so distinct about the Korean New Year celebration that's different from Vietnamese and Chinese celebration?
I think it's definitely different in the sense of everything that we've been talking about in terms of, I guess, the rituals, the foods, and the sense of the chare, which is an ancient ritual to honor the ancestors. But in essence, I think even Vietnamese and Chinese and other countries that celebrate Lunar New Year's all have a similarity in the distinctness, and that is, I guess, in sharing the sentiment of family and sharing the sentiment of spending the festive times with loved ones, which I find is a very core element, which really resonates with all countries that celebrate Lunar New Year.
And wanting more respect.
Yes.
Because I heard it a lot from you a while ago. Respect,
yes, respect
for the elders, for the ancestors, you know, and the family.
Yeah. And I guess just respect for even the younger members of the family, in the sense that we give them New Year's money. And they in turn respect us by performing a formal bow. But, you know, rituals and formalities aside, I guess the fact that you're spending your free time, spending the time together in this festive season, just goes to show how important they are to us.
Okay.
And that in itself is a show of respect.
Yeah, there's so much to be proud of in being a Korean, right, Mr. David?
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. But so much to be proud of being Filipino, being Vietnamese and Chinese. We should all be proud.
That's very good to hear. sbs.com.au